This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're letting them play for the most part. And I thought last night, for the most part, they let them play unless you do something really stupid. And, you know, Carl Anthony Towns has done a number of these stupid things when it comes to fouls.
Yeah.
Just drives all of us crazy.
I mean, you just sort of have to assume that now. You got to assume that Carl Anthony Towns is going to get into foul trouble with dumb fouls. You know, maybe this interview with Shaq and Chuck and the inside the NBA guys gets to him as they're basically telling him these dumb fouls. You're doing it every game. I mean, he's got to know because Tibbs is probably drilling into his head. I just don't think he's capable of playing any other way.
But, you know, the thing about him, it's you can see, like, he didn't hit any threes last night. And that's a big part of his game. But yet he still had a major impact on the game because when he gets down by the basket, he has this ability. I don't know how he does it. Like, he could take the ball from his hip and somehow get it up. And even though he's as big as he is, he doesn't jump very well. I mean, he actually had a dunk last night.
Yeah. Well, he didn't jump. He just, like, on his tippy toes, just dunked it in.
That's the other thing I did like about the Knicks last night as well. They, they passed well in the paint last night. To each other, you know, the Bridges to Josh Hart, easy layup. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, like last night, twice, Deuce McBride went down the lane and also Josh Hart went down the lane and they have easy layups or I'm not saying it's easy, but they're going right to the hoop and instead they try to throw it to the right corner and they throw it to a pacer.
Yeah. I mean, right, yes, we've seen plenty of that. And, you know, these Towns highlights that CBS Sports Network put together, I mean, it's the aggressiveness of going to the basket, it's the skill that he has. Ball handling at that size and then going to the basket with authority. And generally, in those situations, it works out for him if he's not committing an offensive foul. I mean, that right there is tough to stop.
I mean, it is. Now, the thing about him, he's got a huge ass.
Yeah.
And there is nobody on the Pacers, that can actually physically go against him when they are down low. When he is down low inside the blocks, they just can't. They don't have anybody there.
Yeah, I mean, no one can just stop. I mean, when he wants to back somebody down with that big ass of his,
yes.
I mean he's going to win that battle every time.
Well, what do you think his waist size is? You think it's like I want to say like a 42?
It's a good question. I mean, you know, it's not like he's a fat guy. He's big and he's wide.
Yeah.
I'd say 40, conservatively 42.
Like, he doesn't have that muscular build.
No.
He likes to do that muscular thing, though, when he makes a play.
Right, but he's not Jalen Duren, that's for sure. The Pistons was chiseled out of stone, and the guy's got muscles.
Well, Julius Randle was chiseled out of
stone. Yeah, he was, too. Yeah, he definitely
most
was.
Most of the Knick players, well, I would say Jalen Brunson's thick.
Yeah. Yeah, a little pudgy.
I'm kidding.
All right.
It's like a fire hydrant.
Just a joke with the Jackson
Compared
Dart
to
stuff.
Else out there.
Just the Jackson Dart stuff. Carl Anthony Towns, very wide. Wide load there.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Joe?
What's up? Just want to talk. We're in GL. Let's go.
Yeah, Joe, let's go is right.
I'm 23, young Knicks fan, haven't seen a team like this. But the reason for my call is Tibbs' lack of developing players. You know, we see Pacers bring up a guy like TJ McCollum, and he's a huge, key factor for them. Now we're seeing guys like Campaign, Dammit, D'Lon Wright come into the game playing okay, and you think, what would happen if he actually played all season and had a regular season for these guys? And then to the last point, most chiseled guy on the Knicks now, either OG or Josh Hart. Who do we think?
Yeah. Most chiseled guy now. Oh, it's, I'd say Josh probably.
I think Josh Hart, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say him.
I think, I do think that OG and Mikal Bridges are very athletic and long looking.
Yeah, Mikal a little wiry.
Yeah, but I think Josh is probably the guy. He looks great.
He does.
Like a normal size guy that's got some big shoulders and big arms.
Yeah, he probably. I'm just trying to picture these guys without their shirts on.
What about Mitchell Robinson? No chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the long arms and those little feet.
He does. Yeah.
Little feet.
Like if you're thinking, all right.
He drives a big pickup truck, though, which I love.
He does. He's got a big pickup truck. He's got flags on it. Like I'm just trying to picture like a Knicks pool party.
Yeah.
These guys taking their shirts
Josh
off.
Josh Hart. Definitely.
It's Josh Hart, right? You can see some abs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, little pecs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike in Connecticut. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, I love the show. Boomer, happy about your support for cystic fibrosis. I've got a friend with a kid with cystic fibrosis, and just hope you guys can get the ball back and get that thing done. But that's not what I called about. I wanted to know, I haven't heard anything this series about you guys putting any jerseys in the freezer.
Oh.
Curious if you got any plans for anybody going in there.
Hey, Halliburton's been in the freezer this whole series. He's in there. He's already in there, so don't worry about that. I mean, Mike, you know, part of the, you know, everybody wants to get, it didn't work, you know, two nights ago, but then I guess it worked last night.
Yeah.
But overall, has it worked?
No.
You don't think, I don't think he's been...
He had a
fantastic game in game four.
I would say up until last. All right. So before we go to the game last night,
they shouldn't have won the other night in game one. He didn't have a great game in game one.
Yeah, but he hit the shot that sent it into overtime. I would say up until last night, prior to the game, Halliburton was having a better series than Jalen Brunson. Can't say that anymore, but he was.
Jalen Brunson's been all right.
He was. They were up 3-1, and he had an incredible.
I don't like to talk about it, but yes, I did. I do have the jersey in the freezer. It's going to remain there. It's not going anywhere.
This is when we really need it to happen. So even if up until this point it hasn't completely gotten to 100%, he had a terrible game five, and now we need to see him crumble under the pressure in the freezer in 6 and 7, which is a total real possibility after that crap that he put out there yesterday.
He didn't do anything yesterday.
Yeah, so let's keep that. Let's keep that
strange,
going.
Strange guy.
Keep that going. Mike and Wall, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys, how are you? Big win last night. I was asked to help out in caddy, so I'm on my way to Bayonne Golf Club right now.
All right.
Great course, great trip. But I wanted to call because if you guys, I'm not the best lip reader in the world, but after his third foul, an awful, I think an offensive foul, Towns' third foul, they focused in on Tibbs, who looked bewildered, and I am almost 100% sure he mouthed the word effing dumb into it, and they just shot off of him really, really quick.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, you know, coaches
the rest
get
of us
frustrated.
Were saying that, Mike. Have a great day today.
We all were saying the same thing. But, these coaches are human beings, man. They're just as intense as the players are. And there's nothing worse than watching a player do something really completely stupid.
Yeah.
No matter what sport you're playing. And that goes for turnovers, too, by the way.
And by the way, Cat agreed in the postgame. He said, I got to be smarter than that. It's killing the team. So he knows. And I mean, there's no defending some of these fouls. There just isn't. So I and how critical it is to have Cat out there or not out there is going to piss off Tibbs when he's committing these stupid fouls that he's probably told him about after every game. That's the other thing. You know, when like you're a teacher or you're a parent and you tell a kid like 10 million times to do something and they don't do it?
Yeah.
That's probably where Tibbs is with Cat right now.
But the other thing to remember about Carl Anthony Towns, this is the best big man the Knicks have had since Patrick Ewing. It's not even close. It is not even close. It's kind of like Jalen Brunson is the best point guard since Walt Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it's been that you've had two players on the offensive end of the court, at least, that, you know, are two of the greatest Knick players at their respective positions in the history of a franchise that was born in the 40s. That's how bad it's been.
Yep.
And here we are, we're nitpicking now. nitpicking the right things. I think nitpicking the stupid fouls, as they talked about in the postgame last night, and as he has acknowledged. So hopefully he'll get that right, and he won't do those stupid things, especially on defense when he's grabbing people and holding people or shoving people to the ground.
Listen, it's not nitpicking when you're at this level, when you are two games away or two wins away from going to an NBA Finals, and you know that you need those guys to play their best to win a championship. That's just pointing out the things that need to change if you want to get to the Finals and win a championship. So, I mean, and Tibbs knows it. Carl Anthony Towns knows it. It's about applying it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.